Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just a minute. Okay.
So we will wait for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Because he's ready.
Yeah, he can put anywhere you want.
Yeah, but the mic.
The directional mic anyway.
Yes. Well, I'm trying to get my presentation all right.
Yep. Hi guys, sorry, mate. Excuse me?
Yeah, you can clip it. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome at the kickoff meeting of our latest project. I hope you all have been updated about it.
Good.
So, we will try to structure this meeting with an agenda as presented here. After the opening, we will get acquainted to each other, see what our roles are in this project. So, we have been provided with some technical tools to communicate and to learn from each other's plans, I can say. So we will also try to get acquainted to these tools. So they're also new to me. I don't know whether you worked with them before. Then we will come to the to the actual project plan. You all know, I hope so. It's about the new remote control we are going to design. Then we will discuss well, it should be, and what our new product should look like. And well, then after some 25 minutes, I hope we can continue. So, basically, this is about a new remote control. When you design a new product, you of course want it to be original. You want to be distinguished. Mm-hmm. People want to, when they look at the shelf, want to think, well, that's the product I need. So it needs to be trendy. I mean, trendy is what people want, so then they will buy our product. But then, it also should work user-friendly, and otherwise people, it will not be rated very well in consumer articles and like that. So the general outline of the project will be, we first go through a functional design phase. You all get certain tasks in this phase, and then we will meet again and discuss this functional design. And the same holds for the two phases after this, the conceptual design, and after that a more detailed design in which the final project should get definite shape. Alright, but first we will do some tool training. In all in front of you, you see the notebooks and notebooks, and we have here a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it should work. I've read it from my from some colleague. It should work with some kind of toolbar. I didn't find out yet how it worked, but maybe one of you did, so.
I'm looking around the same shelf for that.
Yes? Do you have to say something about that? I'm not fully updated about this shared folder.
Yeah, I guess we'd have a shared folder with documents and share.
Yes, well, we'll then find out how it works.
Yes.
Well, this seems to me as some computer program, but I didn't find it yet. So we'll come to that later. So now we will try out the whiteboard we have here. So I would suggest. Well, yes. We should try to draw on it, and then, well, it should be smart some way. I'm not really sure how this works, but
okay. Shall I start?
Yeah.
I think for us it's just like a normal whiteboard, but they'll be recording what you write down.
Now they will record through that. There's a sensor and it is going to record the strokes.
But for us it's just like a normal whiteboard.
Okay. Maybe some, maybe Anna, maybe you can start, and maybe find out the score. Right. So, why don't you draw your favorite animal on the whiteboard?
My favorite animal. Rest of all time, I think.
Oh, I see. We will try to guess what it is.
I'm a very bad drawer.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to guess from my drawing. I'm a bad drawer. Is that you, by the way? No? Close, though. Okay, so like a pet animal. Like a cat.
Yeah. It's like a cat, so I guess it's a cat.
No, not a cat, though.
It's a dog.
Yes.
So good. That's also kind of
well,
cat.
A dog doesn't have a tail.
It's got a tail then.
Both
predators.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Dogs don't. The dogs have a tail.
So do the cats. And I guess cats have a tail.
Yeah, I think I'm going without the dog. Right.
Okay. We can still not extend, right? It's not up to that.
So, favorite characteristics. Dogs are always friendly and loyal
okay,
and fun.
So. So another, to another scale.
Why you're the designer and I'm marketing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes, definitely more. Yes. Oh, very good.
So there's with different colors.
So
oh.
Suppose
with different pen widths. Abbott electronic whiteboard. Is it the electronic whiteboard? So now it's a zebra.
A blue and black zebra.
Yes.
Very rare blue zebras.
Voila.
Yeah.
Okay. To get rid of my wireless.
We'll talk about that.
Huh?
I need to talk about that.
Okay.
You got a bit of room here, probably.
No, it's not for that. No.
I hope you have some space in your
okay.
Your horses.
Yeah. What should I do? She has already taken the cat.
I took a dog.
Where are you running this? Dog.
A mouse?
Oh no. It's
looks like a cat who has been driven over.
A cat? You know, it's lying on its back.
Okay.
And we should sum up its favorite
you know?
characteristics, right?
Yeah, some characteristics of it. You know, it has.
Yes, we moved on.
So,
it's definitely a cat.
Yeah. Definitely a cat.
And they like to sleep, that's why you said you're like this.
Oh, well. It is just taking a rest, you know.
It's quite, you know, relaxed situation.
Yeah, quite relaxed way to
yes.
Take a rest, you know. It pulls your leg out, like, you know. they, it may be a good exercise for it, you know.
Yes,
okay. Maybe I should draw a rat because it should be approaching the rat.
It has small legs.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay. Oh, let's have a rat here.
Thank you, Matthew.
A very big rat or a very small
rat. A rat, okay.
So, I hope it gets up, huh? So
yes. Some contribution to our project.
Yes,
so, let's see. Which animal has not been grown yet? So you've all drawn land animals, so why not draw an animal in the water?
Okay, in the water.
Don't know what that is. It's a bit hard to guess.
Yeah.
So,
put it colors, maybe it would help.
Yes.
Yes.
The cat is going to eat the fish? Or
with
the
different bandwidths.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it's a shark now.
Oh, it's a shark now.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Good idea. It's a baby shark, it looks to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to eat the cat rather than the cat eating the frog. You know?
Now, it's a swordfish?
Well,
you have some in Australia, right?
Swordfish?
Yeah.
Maybe. I know the same one.
No, still works.
So I don't know if we need to spend time on that, actually.
We should go for the next one.
Well, this tool seems to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's continue to the real stuff. Our project finance thing. When you are going to design, we must keep in mind that the selling price of the project will be about 25 euros. So when designing a project, I also look at you, Mile.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, people want to get the feeling this is a 25 euro project.
Per remote control.
Project.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Per project.
Yes. Okay. More interesting for our company, of course, Profit Aim, about 50 million euro. So we have to sell quite a lot of this things. We will try to get at the international market, so it will be, I think, mainly Europe and Northern America, maybe some Asian countries. Also important for the whole is the product production cost has to be a maximal 12 euros 50 cents.
Half of the selling price, if I am good in
mathematics.
Yes,
of course. I mean, we still have to make our profit. Huh?
Of course.
Sell like this,
you all have to be paid.
We have to sell at least 4 million to make our own profit.
Okay, very good in mathematics.
Yes, indeed. So, well, I think when we are working on the international market, in principle, it has enough customers. So, when we have a good product, we could meet this aim, I think. So, that's about finance. And now, just let's have some discussion about what is a good remote control. And well, keep in mind this first point, it has to be original, it has to be trendy, it has to be user friendly. Maybe someone can mention some additional prerequisites for a good remote control.
Of course, it should have an on off button.
It should have the expected functionality of a remote control.
Yeah. It depends what application you're using it for. You might need.
We're thinking television.
We are targeting the television stuff, so you need to call a channel. We need to browse channels and upload.
Yes, that's fair. And yeah, I always miss it. And on some remote controls, that you can go channel up or down instead of retyping the number, especially when you have a lot of channels.
And just before starting the detailed discussion, maybe you are the marketing guy?
I'm marketing.
So you're in marketing, and you are in user interface design. Just I wanted to be sure. I'm the industrial designer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I don't know you very well. Actually.
I'm not too.
Okay.
My
everything with you. Okay.
And I'm not.
Not too. Yeah. I think you know me,
yeah? Just on your web page, but face to face.
Some other very important things to specify in this first phase of project. So the browse function, actually.
We need the usual ones, like the changing the warning, changing the channel, and then today we have the teletext and all those things. Tomorrow you might have some more functions which can come through that.
Like
so
what? Like internet?
IPO. Now we are looking for television things over IP, for example. Personal video recorder and all those stuffs are coming up.
But we can't really design for something that hasn't been invented yet.
It's coming up, actually. The personal video recorder and all those things.
You two should think this over, what functionality?
Of course, and first, before designing the when thinking about the functionalities, we need to know what are the user requirements. If they need internet, then we would be able to propose something with TV over IP.
But
before
90% of the time, 99% of the time, people will be using the main functions, the volume, the different channels. So we can have all the fancy things as well, but the main controls need to be very obvious and very easy to use.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, it's a €25 unit, so the very fancy stuff we can leave it out, I think. So €25, you expect a quite normal but good functioning, user friendly remote control.
Well, in that case, you can always hook up with the. Someone who is providing that, and you sell that product as well as your product with them.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah,
so
you want to design a new one.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah, I understand. So we need some numbering buttons, some teletext things, and then.
The main is.
Yes, but about the buttons, buttons that will be on it. I think we can discuss that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I would like to get this wrapped up and go to the end of this meeting.
Okay.
So
okay, we are on it.
So you know now the basic things.
Yeah.
And just for the next meeting. You will work on a design, keep it general. So we will be still flexible with maybe adding some functions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be working on technical function design. So
yeah, sure.
And when you think about the requirements. Does it need internet, or do we stay at basic television interface? So, I think we should now all go work at this, and you will be informed via email and kind of communication.
Yeah.
Okay.
So our next meeting will be in 30 minutes, so keep in mind.
Yeah. I think this one. Okay. Okay.